You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Napatunayan na ang tubig ng dagat ay pinapasiglang iyong kaluluwa at pinapalakas ang iyong kalusugan. Narito ang ilang mga bagay na dapat tandaan bago subukan ang paglalangoy sa dagat. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang 53 taong gulang na si Stuart Allen ay nagsimulang maglangoy sa karagatan halos 30 taon nang nakararaan nang magpasya siya na ang triathlon ay isang bagay na kanyang nais na gawin sa buhay. At mula noon, kanyang tinatamasa ang kalayaan at pakiramdam ng paglalangoy sa karagatan.
It's hard to describe. It's really just a feeling of well-being from being in the surf and in the open water and with the elements. And that applies whether it's a magical, perfect day with not a ripple on the ocean and, you know, sunshine beating down on you, or whether it's a really iffy weather day where it might be raining or there's a storm blowing. It's a very invigorating feeling, getting in the open water. And then that time afterwards, you very much feel alive.
Si Dr. Sergio Diaz Alvarez ay direktor ng medisina sa Maitland and Kari-Kari Hospital sa Newcastle. Sinabi niya na ipinapakita ng mga pag-aaral na ang simpleng pagtatampisaw sa tubig dagat ay maraming pakinabang sa kalusugan.
One is from the temperature of the water, and that often has some relative improvements in immunity. White cell counts increase when you're exposed to cold water, and you have some improvements in parasympathetic nerve function, which is the sort of nervous system that controls your organs. The water itself can help to improve certain skin conditions because water is very rich in minerals, and those minerals help to seal the skin. And in things like psoriasis, which is a skin disorder where people get plaque development on their skin, or eczema, which can cause some breakdown in the skin.
Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Diaz Alvarez na ang pag-ehersisyo sa karagatan ay may benepisyo din sa cardiovascular o sa puso at daloy ng dugo at sa kalusugan ng isip para sa mga matatanda na mas malamang na makaranas ng sakit sa puso habang sila ay nagkakaedad. Inirerekomenda niya ang pagkonsulta sa doktor upang isaalang-alang ang iyong pangkalahatang panganib sa cardiovascular bago simula ng isang bagong uri ng ehersisyo.
So in order to determine how much exercise you should do, what I always recommend my patients is that they grade it. So if they've never done exercise during the first 2 to 4 weeks, they just do gentle exercise within the limits of their capacity. And then as they get fitter and fitter, they will be able to do longer and longer periods, and the intensity can also be increased. And there's a direct correlation between the amount of exercise you do, whether it's in the water or outside of the water, and your cardiovascular health.
Napag-alaman ng National Coastal Safety Report ng taong 2018 na 64% ng mga matandang Australiano ay hindi kayang lumangoy ng 50 metro sa karagatan nang walang tigil. Samantala, 45% ay hindi kayang lumangoy o mahina sa paglangoy sa karagatan. Napansin ni Stuart Allen na kahit na ang mga sanay na maglangoy sa swimming pool ay maaaring matakot o magpanik pa rin kapag sila ay nasa karagatan.
Where we swim on the Gold Coast, obviously you've got to get out through the break, and that varies from day to day. Some days that break can be quite heavy. For an inexperienced swimmer, that can be very daunting. People of average fitness are fine as long as they can stay relaxed and confident. If they are quite anxious, then they'll fatigue very quickly.
Napag-alaman ng 10 taong pambansang pag-aaral na overseas-born drowning deaths na inilabas ng Royal Life Saving ngayong taon na mga taong ipinanganak sa ibang bansa ay nagkaroon ng 1 sa 4 na pagkamatay sanhi ng pagkalunod sa Australia. Naniniwala ang Pangulo ng Gold Coast Open Water Swimming Club na si Steve Cornelius na ito ay dahil sa hindi pamilyar sa mga teknik o paraan na kinakailangan upang lumangoy sa mga bukas na bahagi ng tubig o karagatan.
A lot of people that are new to the country haven't got the swimming strength background, and I have found that, you know, I've got a Japanese lady there that's in her 40s. It took her 6 goes to actually get out past the wave zone because she didn't know how to duck dive, which is one of the skills you need to get under a wave.
Iminumungkahi ni Stuart Allen sa mga manlalangoy na hindi pamilyar sa karagatan na sumali sa isang club para sa suporta at makakasama o isang samahan. Siya ay bahagi ng Gold Coast Open Water Swimming Club na pinamamahalaan ni Steve Cornelius na nagkikita-kita para sa isang paglangoy tuwing Sabado ng umaga sa Carawa Beach.
On the Gold Coast, we have lifeguard towers, and they're roughly 500 meters apart. So we'll swim 500 meters between the lifeguard towers, and then everybody will regroup. So the people aren't swimming on their own for very long, if at all. Once everybody's regrouped, we'll swim another 500 meters. And people can then opt out at a kilometer or a kilometer and a half or 2Ks, 2.5 is probably as far as we go. It's a matter of biting off those little bits and getting started in a way that you're comfortable with. And that, to me, is the big thing about ocean swimming. It's fantastic to be out there, but you need to be relaxed to be enjoying it.
Si Dr. Meredith Campi ay siyang planning and risk manager ng Beach Water Program sa NSW Office of Environment and Heritage. Nagbabala siya na mga swimmer ay hindi dapat lumangoy sa dagat pagkatapos ng malakas na ulan upang maiwasan ang maruming tubig na nagmumula sa storm water system. Ang mga matatanda na may mas mahina na immune system ay may mas mataas sa panganib na magkaroon ng mga sakit o sakit mula sa mga impeksyong bakterial.
What we find is that after heavy rain, there is an increased risk of contracting illnesses like gastroenteritis and ear, eye, and throat infections.
Ipinapayo ni Dr. Campi na iwasan ang tubig dagat isang araw pagkatapos ng matinding pag-ulan at hanggang 3 araw sa mga lugar ng daungan. Ugaliin na tignan o suriin ang itsura ng karagatan o bisitahin ang website ng tagapagbantay ng iyong lokal na dalampasigan upang magpasya kung lalangoy o hindi.
And these are things like discolored water, whether there's any odor or oil or scum in the water, as well as any sort of litter which may have been washed in.
Ang ilan ay maaaring nag-iisip ng pinakamalaking panganib sa karagatan ng Australia ay ang pagsalakay ng pating o shark attack. Ngunit ayon sa Surf Life Saving Australia, ang mga rip current ay siyang pangunahing panganib kung saan sa average 19 na buhay ang nasasawi bawat taon. Ipinapayo ni Cornelius na palaging lumangoy sa pagitan ng mga bandila na nakatakda sa mga lugar na walang mga rip current.
And a rip is a area of the coastline where the water is going out more so than coming in. So therefore, swimming into the shoreline in a rip area is very, very difficult, where a lot of people just can't do it. So that's why we look for the flag area to swim in, because we know that the water is not trying to carry us out to sea. We can go into sea without that interference.
Ang patuloy na pagbabago ng mga kondisyon ng dagat at ng panahon ay nangangahulugan na ang paglalangoy sa karagatan ay hindi laging pareho. Ang kakayahang makita ang lugar o visibility ay nagkakaiba rin depende sa oras o panahon.
Because of the swell, because of the way the sweep travels and the size of the waves and just the general, you know, wind conditions and weather conditions, it can be a different swim every time, even though you're swimming the same stretch of beach. Some days you can see 20, 30 meters around you whilst you're swimming, and it just looks glorious, and it is a good environment to be in. And other days you can't see more than your hand in front of your face.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.